Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
How do you walk in the blessing? God came to Abraham in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3 and said, follow me and I will bless you. The first secret to walking in the blessing is pursue God and trust his lifting power. Anyone who makes money his primary pursuit has lost God. We don't do money by all means. The end doesn't justify the means. God is our source and any other thing is a channel. Never make money or man your channel. So for you to walk in the blessing, first thing, pursue after God and trust his lifting power. The blessing doesn't come because we are hustler. Men that pursue money end up in emptiness. And many of them will sell their souls to get money. They will sell their honor, sell their body, sell anything just to get the money. But money is not our priority. Our priority is God. When God blesses you, you have it with honor. You know why many people can't testify in church? Because what they have is not testifiable. What they have forbids testimony. The waka they did before they got the contract, the waka is a shameful waka. If they open their mouth and say, God gave me, God will say, to fear. Me? Give you? How? No, you're not hearing me. Jehovah will say, to fear. Me and you. So, where? Where? He said, I don't know you. That's why people are, if you got it the righteous way, you will testify boldly. Get it from Jehovah, the blessing of God, make it rich and add it no sorrow. Receive grace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Secondly, create marketable goods and services. There is no daft person in the house of God. There is no person in church whose brain is not working. Anyone that sits down for one whole week and keeps looking for ideas and keeps writing down ideas of businesses to do at the level of your money now, before 1 week is over, you are writing down at least 200. Out of that 200, you can find 5 you can try. No matter the level, if you have no money, start thinking of what are the businesses a person can start without money. Spend 2 hours each day trying to think. You'll find something to do. Laziness is what makes people say, I've been unemployed for 5 years. And it happens mostly with men whose arrogance will not allow them to come down and do small, small things. Arrogance is a deadly thing. Sit down and walk. Find something to do. How can a human get up in the morning and stay 24 hours, didn't leave the house, and have no idea of what to do? You see some men who move up and down. They say, well, since I lost my job 5 years ago, my wife is insulting me. Your wife is not insulting you. It's your attitude. Because when a man is not producing worth, he feels worthless. And when a man feels worthless, everything is an insult. If a rich man is sitting in his house now, and the wife says, honey, can you pick that thing for me? He will just say, okay, honey, and pick it and start walking down. But if a poor man is there, and the wife is sitting there, and say, honey, pick that thing for me. He will say, are you commanding me? Is it because I have no job? That's why I have to pick that thing. A rich man will just do it with fun. It's just part of life. You notice insult every day as long as you're not producing money. And the reason why nothing is working is because you won't humble yourself. You know, there's some young people that are entitled. They say, well, it's my brother's house I'm living in and all of that. They're not going to work. They say, well, I graduated. I'm looking for work and all of that. Every night they eat. Every night they eat. Every night they eat. If you give them food again from today, you're a sinner. If any man will not work, let him not also eat. So anybody helping him with food is an enabler of sin. Stop feeding him. Let him go out there. When hunger wire him, idea will come. And then finally, if you must walk in the blessing, fight spiritual opposition and steer favor by generosity. Attack spiritual opposition and trust God to bring favor into your life by generosity. Can you stretch your hand toward me? Almighty God, make these people rich in the name of Jesus.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.